Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Payam Abayz. We're holding on Payam and Aleph, 12 lines from the bottom by the two dots. Hashoysim Le Lugmav. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that one's not allowed to eat or drink on Yom Kippur. However, the Mishnah said that one's only chayiv kares for eating on Yom Kippur if he eats the shir v'keseves, and we spoke about what exactly that means. And one's only chayiv for drinking on Yom Kippur if he drinks a maloy lugmav. And as we mentioned before, that really chati shir is asur min haTorah, so there's an iser daraiser to eat or drink even less than the shirim. So the significance of these shiurim is just that it's at this point that there's a chiyuv kares. And we mentioned that there's a very practical nafkamino to have in mind as we go through these sugyas. And that is that at times, Rachmanu Litzlan, the person's a chayla, he's a chayla shiyesh b'yisakana, a chayla stam, avada, there's no heter to eat or drink on Yom Kippur. A person has to fast, even if it means not going to shul. But if a person's a chayla shiyesh b'yisakana, and even staying at home, even staying in an air-conditioned room, he's in the matzav of a sakana, so then he has a heter to eat and drink on Yom Kippur. He has a chiyuv to eat and drink on Yom Kippur. He's not even allowed to be machmer on himself if he needs to. If that's what his state is that he needs to eat or drink, so then he's mechayiv to. However, there's an idea of a kal kaidim that we always try to do the more kaliser, as we're going to see later on in this parak. The idea of a kal kaidim that we always try to minimize the severity of the iser that we're gonna allow. And therefore, the Paiskim say, it's Baran et Shulchan Aruch, that if a person has a heter to eat or drink on Yom Kippur, we say to l'chatchila, try to avoid eating or drinking a full shir. Try to eat or drink less than a shir at a time. That's a eating, eat less than a kesev esagasa, wait a shir k'dei achilas pras, and then eat again less than a kesev esagasa, and then wait k'dei achilas pras, and then again eat less than a kesev esagasa. If a person needs to eat a full shear, so we'll give the heter. But the chadchila, we try to avoid eating a full shear, even though both less than a shear and a shear are asr min ha-tayra, but at a full shear, there's even a chayiv kares. So to avoid that potential, not really, the person's not chayiv kares for eating on Yom Kippur if he's in a matzav of a sakana, but since that's the level, that's the severity of the iser, so we try to avoid eating a full shear. And we're drinking as well. We try to avoid drinking a full share. So with that in mind, says the Gemara, Hashayisim loy lugmav. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, loy maloy lugmav mamish. You should know, when the Mishnah says that the shear for drinking to be chayiv kares is a maloy lugmav, it doesn't mean two cheekfuls. Maloy lugmav literally means two cheekfuls. It's not such a large shear. Ela kol shiilu yisal kenu litzad echot. As long as you would put the liquid to one cheek, to one side, and it would have the appearance like a maloy lugmav. Meaning, if you have it all, let's say, on your right cheek, and someone's standing to your right, and he sees your right cheek is all bloated, so he assumes that, oh, probably both of your cheeks are bloated. Probably both of your cheeks are filled. That's the shear. It's really one cheekful. It's just called a maloy lugmav because it has the appearance of a maloy lugmav to someone who's standing on that side. But really, the Mishnah means kit maloy lugmav. It really means just something which has the appearance of a mloy lugmav. It just means one cheekful, which is obviously a much smaller shear. It's half the shear, and that's going to be the shear for a chayla sheish by sakana that he's going to have to try to avoid. It's not two cheekfuls, it's even just one cheekful. Says the Gemara, Vanan Tana mloy lugmav. But the Mishnah says mloy lugmav. It doesn't have the cuff. Says the Gemara, Ema kim mloy lugmav. No, just add in the cuff. It's kim mloy lugmav. How much does a person have to drink on Yom Kippur in order to incur a chiv kares? And presumably we pass in like Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel says a maloy lugmav, not a kim maloy lugmav. He said a maloy lugmav. Once we mentioned the brayza, so we finish. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer kim maloy lugmav. The note, the shear is a kim maloy lugmav. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseir Aimer Kedei Gemiyah, a different shear. So, but the question is from Beis Hillel, that Beis Hillel seems to say that the shear is a maloy lugmav. So says the Gemara, what's the question? Mi adifa mi mas nisan? Is that any stronger vakasho than from our Mishnah? Dai kimna kideshi ra'a? Which we said already, that even though the Mishnah says, malay lugmav, you have to add in the chaf, and read it as if it said, kim malay lugmav, that the Mishnah really meant to describe a kim malay lugmav, that it's just that it should look like a malay lugmav. So hachanami, kideshi ra'a? Here too also, by Beis Hillel, even though Beis Hillel said, malay lugmav, we'll say he means kim malay lugmav. Says the Gemara, no, that doesn't work over here in the Braisa. Because the Yahachi, Haina Rebbe Eliezer, if so, then Meisilo is saying the same thing as Rebbe Eliezer. Because the next Shita is that Rebbe Yehuda said in the name of Rebbe Eliezer, Kim Malay Lugmav. So if Meisilo, when they said Malay Lugmav, they meant Kim Malay Lugmav, so then what's the Machlaikis Meisilo and Rebbe Eliezer? Says the Gemara, it's not Shver. Ika Benayu, Malay Lugmav Dachuk. I can tell you that the difference, the Nafkamina between Meisilo and Rebbe Eliezer is how full of a Kim Malay Lugmav does it have to be. Does it have to, is the shear only when it's mamish a full half a cheek, full cheekful, or is it even when it's not mamish completely full? The way Rashi explains is that Rabbi Eliezer holds is that even a cheekful that's not mamish completely full, even that's a shear which is chayiv kare. So Rabbi Eliezer is more machmir than Beisilo, which the Shagas Arya Gemara Sari says that the way Rashi knew that is based on the klal that we have of a babasra tzadi gimel mabeis, that generally speaking the klal is that the later shita in the machloikas is coming to be machmir. So Beisilo said malay lugmav, they meant kamalay lugmav. When Rabbi Eliezer said the same words kamalay lugmav, they meant to be more machmir and say that even if it's not mamish full, as long as it's kamalay lugmav, it's a little bit less than that. As long as it's basically full, so that's already a shir that's chayiv kares. But really, but the way we're answering the question again is that really Beisilo meant kamalay lugmav, that the shir for chayiv kares for drinking on Yom Kippur is not two cheekfuls, it's just one cheekful. Mask of a Rav Yeshayo, imkain, if so, that the shear is just one cheekful. So then, havalei mikulei beishamei umichumrei beisilo. So then it comes out that beishamei is being more makel than beisilo. Because beishamei said that the shear is a revius. So if the shear of Maloy Lugmav meant two cheekfuls, so in Echanami, two cheekfuls is a larger shear. So then it would come out that Beis Hillel is being more makel. He's saying that there's no chi of kares until you drink much more. But now that we're saying that really Beis Hillel meant one cheekful, so one cheekful is less than a revias. Machleik is exactly what the size of a cheekful is. The way we pask in la halacha is that it's a rive revias. A one cheekful is just a rive revias. So being that a cheekful is just a rive revias, so it comes out Beis Hillel has a smaller shear, to incur a chi of karis. So Beis Hillel is being more machmer than Beis Hillel. And the problem is that in Maseches Idyas we have Mishnayos which discuss and mention and list the different times that Beis Shammai is more makel than Beis Hillel, and this machlekes is not included. So that was the kasha that Rabbi Yeshaya asked. So Amar Lei, or some have the Gersa Rabbo, Amar Lei Rabbo, the Rabbi said to Rav Yeshaya to answer this question, that ki itchal be'oig melech habashan itchal. That when this Shiloh was raised in the Beis Medrash, when we have this machlaikas, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Rav Eliezer, this whole machlaikas about what the shir of Shtia on Yom Kippur to be Chayiv Karis is, they were discussing Oig Melech HaBashan. So when Beis Hillel said that the shear is a Malay Lugmav, he was really saying a tremendous Kula. He was saying that the shear is much larger than the Revias, because even one cheekful of a giant like Oig Melech HaBashan is much larger than Revia. So that's what the Gemara is answering, that the Machleik was said about Oig Melech HaBashan, the Havulei Beis Shammai Lechumra, in which case Beis Shammai is saying the smaller shear. Revias is the smaller shear. Now why would they be discussing Oig Melech HaBashan? So Rabbeinu Eliyakim explains that the Gemara just means to say that they're even discussing a giant. That the machlaikis is not limited to a person whose cheekful is smaller than a revius. The machlaikis is even talking about a person who's very large. And clearly we see from this Gemara that the shear of Malay Lugmav is subjective. It's totally in the person. So being that for people that are larger, people that have larger mouths, so their Malay Lugmav is going to be larger than a revius. So that's the reason why this machlekes is not listed in Idyas amongst the places where Beis Shammai is more mekel, because it's not absolute. Sometimes Beis Hillel is really more mekel. It just depends on the size of the person's mouth. What we learn la halacha from this Gemara is that the shear of a malay lugma for shti on Yom Kippur is subjective. It's not totally. It's not an objective shear. It's totally on each individual's mouth, the size of one's mouth, the way Lugmav is measured is by his personal cheekful, which is why the Mishnah Brura and Simon Tafresh Ches and Sifkan Chaf Aleph, he brings some Nachrainim, and he says that one who knows or suspects that he's going to need to drink on Yom Kippur, so he should measure his Malay Lugma before Yom Kippur. How does he measure it? He takes some liquid and he fills up one cheekful and then he spits it out and then he looks into the cup and he says, okay, that's the amount of liquid that for him is considered a Malay Lugma. And then he knows now that on Yom Kippur he has to try to lechatchila avoid drinking that amount if possible. That if he could avoid drinking that amount, so he should try to avoid drinking that amount. Rav Chaim Noah in Shiurei Torah writes that's a very difficult way to measure, just practically, to fill up one cheekful. It's just a very difficult thing to do accurately. So therefore he says just a different way of measuring is that a person should fill up both cheekfuls. He should just fill up his mouth with as much liquid as he possibly can and then spit it out into a cup, and then half of that liquid, that's the amount of a kimmel, a lugmav. That's one cheekful. If he fills up both cheeks and he spits it out, so then half of that would be the share of my lugmav that he should try to avoid drinking on Yom Kippur. For many people, this Eitzah is also very difficult, and therefore many Paiskim say to just assume that a person's Malay Lugmav is the average. The average Malay Lugmav is a Rav Revias, which is just a drop over half a Revias, so to try to avoid drinking that amount, to drink less than half a Revias, at a time. However, again, that's really just an average, and therefore the Or Letzion, Rabban Tzion Abba Shaul, points out that if a younger child needs to eat or drink on Yom Kippur, so he's going to typically have a smaller mouth. It would be very so Lachari. He can't assume that that's his Malay Lugmav. He's going to have to assume that his Malay Lugmav is smaller. Again, if possible. If not possible, then drink regularly. But if possible, to avoid drinking the shear. Says, but that's what we see from this Gemara of Aig Melech HaBashan, that the shear of Malay Lugmav is subjective, which is not like the shear of Kesevah Sagasa. The shear of Kesevah Sagasa is an objective shear. That's not totally on the individual, it's totally on the shear of a Kesevah. It's not totally on any individual person, which is what the Gemara is about to pick up on. So says the Gemara now in the second line, Maskeflor Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira had a kasha. What's the pshat in this? Why is it that on Yom Kippur the shear for achila is a kakeseves and it's subjective shear? It's the size of this large date and that's it. And then when it comes to shtia, it's totally on each individual's mouth. Why is that so? Why is that so? So Amar le Abaye explained that kimluhu l'rabbanan b'chakeseves, that when it comes to a kaseves, the b'hachi mi'asvadayte, the rabbanan have a knowledge, have a idea, that when it comes to eating, so a kaseves is what gives a person satisfaction, some sort of yishavadas. Batzer mehachi lo miasva, less than a kaseves doesn't give satisfaction, it doesn't give that comfort. Bishtia, however, when it comes to drinking, bididei miasva daite, bidechavre lo miasva daite. They have an idea that when it comes to drinking, so it's not, there's no objective shear that gives a person comfort. It's totally in a person's mouthful. A larger person, so a larger amount of liquid gives him comfort, and a smaller person, a smaller amount of liquid gives him comfort. Well, Maskevah Rabbi Zeira asked, it doesn't make any sense. V'chola oilam kulay b'chakeseves. You're telling me that everyone in the world, a kakeseves, gives them a comfort. V'oig melech habashon b'chakeseves, and even a giant, like oig melech habashon, him also, the same kakeseves, like Asa, that's going to give him comfort. How does that make any sense that for the smallest person in the world, kaseves, like Asa, gives him comfort, and even for the largest person in the world, that also gives him comfort? That doesn't make any sense. So Abaye said back, Amalei Abaye, that's not true. Kim luhu l'rabbanon, de b'hachim yasvidayte, ba'atzer me'achiloy miyasvidayte. No, it's not true. The Rabbanan have the idea that it's exactly a chakeseves, a gasa, that gives a person comfort, no matter on your size, less than that will never give comfort. You're asking that, how are we supposed to understand such a thing, that it's the same shear for a tiny person and for a large person? So explain the Baye, miu kuli almatuva v'oig melech habashin porta. That's the shear that gives comfort, and nothing less than that. Just for smaller people, so it'll give them a lot of comfort, maybe a longer amount of time. For oig melech habashin, it's only going to be porta, it's only going to give him satisfaction, and that's going to last for a much smaller amount of time. But always, the shear that gives satisfaction is a shear of chakai sevas, Well, Maskefa, Rabbi Zera asked another kasha. You mean to tell me that basar shamim b'chakeseves, filulave gefanim b'chakeseves, you mean to tell me that even fatty meat, which is l'chayra, something which provides lots of comfort, that and lulave gefanim, and these grape leaves, that's also going to be the same shear? Grape leaves l'chayra are not very filling. So how could it be that they have the same shear? So Amar Le Abaye, it's not true. Kimlu Rabbanan Debachim Yasvedaite, but Tzemrachim Lomi Yasvedaite. Again, same as before. That no, it's only a Kachesavis Agasa that gives comfort, nothing less. That Mihu Basar Shamin Tuva Lulavi Gefanim Porta, just the fatty meat, that will give a person a comfort for a longer amount of time. And Lulavi Gefanim will only give him comfort for a shorter amount of time. Mask of Rava, Kizayis, Bechdechilas Pras, Vechakiseves, Bechdechilas Pras. Does that make any sense that in general the shear for Isurim is a Kizayis, let's say eating the Vela for Isurim? So the shear that he has to eat the Nevela in order to be Chayev is, he has the shear of Kedechilas Pras. Let's say, the most is, let's say, some say for 9 minutes. So he has to eat it all within 9 minutes. That's when he's gonna be Chayev. And also Kiseves, which is a much larger shear, it's only mitztarif if he eats it within 9 minutes. L'chayr, he should have a longer amount of time. That's mitztarif all of the achila, being that it's more food that he has to eat, so he should have a longer amount of time. And even if he only eats it in 15 minutes, let's say, he should be chayiv karis for eating it. Says the Gemara, no, amalei abaye, the kim lehu l'rabbanan, the rabbanan, no, the b'hachim yasvedaite, b'tfei miachilom yasvedaite. It's only if a person eats it within the shir of kedei achilas pras that he'll have yishav adas, but not if it takes him longer. Well, Maskefa Rava, switch the gears to Kezayis. That Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras and Chatzi Pras Bechtei Achilas Pras, does that make any sense that a Kezayis, the shear, the amount of time a person has to eat the whole Kezayis in, is Kedei Achilas Pras? And also Chatzi Pras is the shear of Tumas Gevia. There's a Tumas Derabanan for a person who eats food that's Tameh, that he becomes Tameh. It's called Tumas Gevia. So the amount of food he has to eat is a Chatzi Pras, which is a very large amount. Rashi says it's kishtei beitzim, so it's a very large amount, and that also a person has to eat it only in 9 minutes for him to have tumas gevia. L'chayra, even if he eats it in 20 minutes, let's say, he should have tumas gevia. Why is it all dafka such a short amount of time that it's mitztarif? Says the Gemara, Amar le Rav Papa, hanecho tumas gevia delav daraisihi. The reason why we're so meiko when it comes to Tumas Gevia is because it's not the rice anyways. It's just the Rabbanon. So therefore, the Rabbanon were meiko that it's only if you eat it in a shear of Kedei Achilas Pras. Says the Gemara, Umi Amar Papa Hachi, did Rapapa really say that the Tumas Gevia is only mid Rabbanon? Vaksim, the Pasuk says, Vaytitamu Bahavinit Mesambam, Vamar Papa Mikansha Tumas Gevia Daraisa. Rapapa said that this is the Makar for Tumas Gevia. So we see that Rapapa holds that Tumas Gevia is Daraisa. Says the Gemara, no, mid Rabbanon Ukras Machta Ba'alma. Really, it's just mid Rabbanon, and the Pasuk's just an Asmachta, perhaps just a Remez, but really, Tumas Gevia is only mid Rabbanon. Says the Gemara Vaitana. Kola Eichlan. So he said in the Mishnah that all foods that one eats, that they're mitztarif with each other. He said all drinks are mitztarif with each other. Just foods and drinks are not mitztarif. What that means practically, again, for Chayla Sheyesh by Sakana, that needs to eat on Yom Kippur. So foods and eats are mitztarif. We said a lot of places can say that the Eitzah to figure out how much food to eat is to fill up a shot glass, a 1 ounce shot glass with food. And that's the amount that he could eat within intervals of Kedei Achilas Pras. Let's say 9 minutes. So all foods are mitztarif. If you can't have a full shot glass of, let's say, biscuits, and then have a full shot glass of cheese. Because even though he eats them separately, those things, even since they're both foods, they're mitztarif with each other. If he eats them 2 minutes apart, let's say, so that's considered eating a full shear. However, he could eat avada. You could eat half a shot of crackers and half a shot of cheese. That would work. But to have a full shot of each one, the two foods are mitztarif. Drinks as well. It's the same thing. If a person would have a 1 ounce shot glass of grape juice and then have a 1 ounce shot glass of milk together. So let's say you would combine it together. I don't know. He likes grape juice with milk. So the two drinks are mitztarif with each other. However, if he has foods and drinks, that the Mishnah said that foods and drinks are not mitztarif, which means that a person could have his 1 ounce of crackers and then his 1 ounce of milk, and those things are not mitztarif with each other. Even if he eats them 30 seconds apart, the crackers and the milk are not mitztarif because foods and drinks are not mitztarif. So foods amongst themselves are mitztarif, drinks amongst themselves are mitztarif, but foods and drinks are not mitztarif. Says the Gemara, Amra Papa, Achal Umsa Umilcha, let's say a person eats meat with some salt, so mitzdarif, the halacha is that the salt is mitzdarif to the shear. So even if the meat is not a full shear, if together with the salt it's a shear, then he's chayiv kares. Va'afil gav dula v'chilahi, even though the salt itself, l'chayir, it's not a food, still, kevin da achli inchi mitzdarifin, since people eat it together with the meat, so therefore it's mitzdarif. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said another halacha about siruf, that sir shal gabe yarek mitzdarif, that the sauce on top of vegetables, so that's mitzdarif to the shear. And even if the vegetables are not a shear, if together with the sauce there's a shear, so then that's it's mitzdarif l'ka cheseves, it's mitzdarif to the shear of cheseves b'yame kippur. Says the Gemara Pshita, why wouldn't the sauce be mitzdarif to the vegetables? Says the Gemara Ma'udetema Mashkuhu. I might have thought that the sauce is really a liquid. So therefore, we said that liquids and foods are not mitzdarif. So the Chayri, he should be able to eat the vegetables and have the sauce. It's liquids and foods, and it's not mitzdarif with each other, so he should be fine. Says the Gemara that no, that doesn't work. Why not? Kamash Mulan, that kol achshuri ochla oichlahu, that anything which is there to enhance the food, so that takes on a status of Eichel. So even though if a person would just be having sauce, that would be considered a liquid, when he's having it with the food and it's there to enhance the food, so then it takes on the status of a food, which is Negei L'maisa. The Mishnah Berurah says that therefore a person, even though foods and drinks are not mitzdarif, he can't take a 1 ounce of bread and then dip it into wine and eat it all together, because then the wine is going to add to the shear, and it could come out that he's really eating more than the shear. So because then the wine is there to enhance the bread. Or perhaps more Negei would be a person can't have his biscuit and dip it into the milk. You can't dip the, if you're having too large of a biscuit, avad, if you have a small biscuit and a small amount of milk, so even though they're mitzdar, if you do it in a way that it's still not a shear, then you're good to go. But if you have a biscuit that's just under the shear, and then you dip it into your milk, so then the milk's gonna add to that, it might bring you above the shear, that would be an issue. So Shailu, if you could have a biscuit and then while the biscuit's in your mouth, drink some milk, place can discuss, but for sure you can't dip the biscuit into the milk if you're having too large of a biscuit, because that would be bringing you over the shear, unless a person needs to, and then they'll have a heter for such a thing. Says the Gemara, Vaitam Reish Lakish, Ha'ayichel Achila Gasa B'Yemek Yipurim, Potter. The halacha is that if a person eats, he overeats on Yom Kippur to the point where it's mamish disgusting, so then he's Potter, he's not chayif for eating on Yom Kippur. The Taz and Simon Tafresh Yud Bey Sifka and Vav writes that it's still usher to do such a thing lechatchila, but lemaisa, if he does, he's going to be pater. Says the Gemara, my time, because the pasuk says Asher Lais Unexiv. It says not to afflict yourself. Prat lamazik, here you're not avoiding affliction. You're just damaging yourself when you eat the achila gaso. So therefore, it's not a steerer to the affliction of Yom Kippur. It's not a steerer to the inui. Amar Rav Yirmi, Amar Reish Lakish, a similar halacha, Zar she'achal truma achila gasa, mishalim es hakerem ve'inoy mishalim es hachaymesh. Normally, if a person eats truma, so besides paying the kayin, the karen, the value of the truma that he ate, he has to also add a fifth of its value. However, a person who damages truma, he doesn't pay a chaymesh. So says Reish Lakish, that if a zar eats truma, and he eats it in an eifen of achila gasa, so that's not considered eating truma, that's considered damaging truma. So therefore he pays karen, but he doesn't add the fifth, he doesn't add the chaymish. Why? Because ki yeichal pralamazik, it says only if you eat truma, so then you pay the fifth, you pay the chaymish, but here you're not eating it, you're really just damaging it. Amar Rav Yirmi, Amar Rav Yochanan, another similar halacha, zar shekaisei sa'irim, if a zar shal truma, if a zar chews on raw barley seeds of truma, so that's also Mamaisa Hezek. So Mishalim Esa Karen Ve'inu Mishalim Esa Chaymesh. Because Kiyaychab Prat Lamazek. Again, the same Heter, the same Miut, that it says only if you eat Shuma, so then you pay the Chaymesh. But here, you're just damaging it. Amar Rebbe Shizvi, Amar Rebbe Yechanan, Zar Shabala Shizifin, Shal Truma. If a Zar eats Truma plum, so now we're talking about a regular Maisa Achila. So he's Vashavadna going to be Chayim Karen and Chaymesh. Ve'kion, and then he throws it up. So he throws it up whole. Mamish, the whole plum comes right back out. Ve'achlan Acher, and then someone else comes and he eats it. So the halacha is Rishon Mishalim is a Karen Vesa Chaymesh. The Rishon, the first one, he pays the Karen and the Chaymesh because he ate Truma. So Vada, he has to pay Karen and Chaymesh. But he just pays back the first one for the cost of the firewood, because when the first one ate it, so now he's kind of, and therefore now it's just, it's considered just like firewood to the first one. So, the second one, he just pays the first one the cost of how much this amount of firewood costs. He doesn't pay, it's nothing to do with Truma, just he has to pay in Chayshe Mishpat, he has to pay back to the first person who threw up the plum.